This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big shows. We continue to roll on with The Usual Suspects live from Proof Rooftop Lounge right here in the heart of Midtown. It is the place to be for the post-parade celebration. We're going to be going all night. It's us till 4, the Blitz till 7, and there's going to be lots of giveaways. We're doing giveaways, and we're doing a really cool giveaway. We already are doing register to win for that trip to Jacksonville, which is a great trip in itself. And as part of just registering to win, there is going to be drawings for prizes that are really good. But there's also another couple of drawings going on tonight that are going to be big, Barry. And I mean big.
Big, huge, like, hugely, bigly, huge.
Like huge,
The best drawings, the hugest drawings.
Like Charlie Morton's, never mind.
What?
Huge.
What?
He's got big balls, man. He comes into situations and he takes care of business.
Joel Bregman.
That's right. So what we're going to do here is throughout the evening, we're going to register to you win. We're going to do drawings with Black Horse Limo. If you win, you will get a personal meet and greet with a prominent member. We can't give out the names per se, but let's just say prominent members of the
World Series
hometown
champions.
Team that just won a big title.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you can say that. Very cool. We can say the names.
Okay, well, then let it fly.
It was Altuve, Correa, Bregman, and
is it McCullers?
I don't know who the fourth one was. Springer. Was it Springer? Yeah, it might have been Springer.
Michelle. Yeah.
I think that's right. So, yeah, you're a world champion. You get an opportunity to meet and greet them. So get here. We just had a flyover.
There they go.
Yep. That is...
I don't know if they're the Thunderbirds or...
It wasn't the Blue Angels.
No, it wasn't the Blue Angels. But that was pretty darn cool.
So that was the parade flyover. So I guess it's underway. It started at 2.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Michelle, Altuve. Who were the players?
Altuve?
McCullers? I thought it was McCullers.
Okay. Right.
Now, is this Carrera guy as good as Correa?
Oh, you see, you put her on blast like that. She just gave
you're
Joel.
You're number one in my book, too, I swear.
She just gave Joel the bird, and I've never been. I should have taken a picture of that. That
That's
was a,
really
such
nice,
a lovely
Bert.
Moment.
Really
that was,
nice.
What is worse, that or asteroids?
I've heard that Carrera is a good asteroids player.
I'm going to go asteroids was the worst, definitely. Plus, I like Michelle, so I don't want to pick on her. You guys are wrong, and I don't condone this.
Boy, you
all.
Are such a goody-goody today.
You're damn right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and so we know that Deshaun Watson out for the year, torn his ACL.
Yep.
So immediately, within hours, the Texans go out and sign Matt McGloin, and they're now, and I don't know if it's official yet, but I'm reading and being told that T.J. Yates will also be signed.
I believe that's already done.
Okay. So that is your replacements. Now, my question, and I think this is the question of a lot of people, and I'm not trying to stir the pot
yes,
here.
Oh, yes, you are.
What was your thought or position on them looking into Colin Kaepernick?
I'm going to tell you something, Barry. Before you even ask me that question, here's what I didn't like. I heard last night, and there were a couple writers on social media that were rumoring that the Texans would be, quote-unquote, open to working him out, but not, you know, committing past that to what they would do with them. And the first thing I thought of is that's a huge PR move. That's Bob McNair trying to get back on everybody's good side and say, hey, we're going to work this guy out. We're going to see how it goes. At the end of the day, we're probably going to say no. But at the same time, we're going to try and get all the good PR of trying to bring him in for a workout. And I just smelled of it. It stunk of it. And I didn't like it.
Yeah. I felt like it was a PR move as well from a Bob McNair standpoint. Yep. And a smart one at that. I mean, yeah, people are going to read between the lines. But at the end of the day, you still have to do it.
It was cagey.
I also, though, think it's a good football move. Let's be real. This offense is one of the best offenses in the NFL right now. They're averaging more points per game. They were. They won't be anymore. But they were averaging more points per game than any other team in the NFL at over 30 and a half. I think it was 30.7.
Yep.
Number one in the NFL in points per game. And it was because of the creativity that Deshaun Watson gave you.
Yep.
Now, whether you want to argue if Colin Kaepernick is as good or better than Deshaun Watson right now is one thing. But what you can't argue is that the skill sets
Oh, my God. I'm very so totally
similar.
With you.
They're very similar.
Totally
so
with
you. So you wouldn't have to change the way that you run the offense. And if it's been successful, why not continue to do that? Now, you can't do it with Yates. You can't do it with McGloin. You certainly can't do it with Tom Savage. And the icing on the cake for that is you just gave away your left tackle. So the guy that would have been – because, remember, all of this creativity came from the fact that the offensive line couldn't protect – Savage in that first half of the first game and still couldn't protect Watson. So you had to move the pocket a little bit. He had to learn how to maneuver around and maybe roll out a little bit. You're going to go back to Tom Savage and he's going to stand there. And you don't have a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle now to protect him.
I couldn't agree more. And here's the one thing you got to remember about Colin Kaepernick. We've talked about it in excess, about the fact that he had tired arm for a while, that they weren't sure he could throw anymore. He couldn't throw like he used to throw. One thing I'm pretty sure of is his legs haven't gone anywhere.
Nope.
And they're still pretty accurate in terms of assessing the fact that he can run, he's athletic. That's exactly what you need for this system, because you're absolutely right. Whether it's Yates or Savage or McGloin, or whoever you insert here right now that's on your roster, you got no shot of running the same kind of offense that you've been running with Deshaun Watson. The only way that you can get as creative offensively, because he has experience now too in Kaepernick that he brings to the table, is bring a guy like Kaepernick in. Because one thing he was known for was he had a strong arm. He threw a baseball 95 miles an hour, you know. Until they went through the tired arm thing, everybody always believed he had a strong arm. But you take the legs and the fact that he's been in the NFL to make decisions, to read defenses.
Not only that,
the
other thing is, I was looking at something. They were showing the Texans offense compared to the 49ers offense when Kaepernick was there and Harbaugh and some of the plays that they ran. They run a lot of similar plays because that's what Kaepernick's bread and butter was, running that read option.
Get him to the edge.
And they showed an identical play that Bill O'Brien has incorporated into this offense that you would have never seen run before from the Texans, that they run now with Watson, and it was the exact same play, just ran to the left instead of the right with Kaepernick. So I think putting the politics aside and just looking at football, it makes a lot of sense. And if you're not going to get a Kaepernick, find somebody similar. But you know what? The best guy out there that can play like Deshaun Watson in the same style is Colin Kaepernick.
See, there's no question about it. And the thing is, I heard a lot of people calling into sports talk shows today and saying all over the place on social media, hey, let's just tank it now and get draft picks. For what, the third round? Because you don't have a first round and you don't have a second round. So that's out the window. So you want to still try and win this year. And if you want to do that, you want a quarterback that fits the system you've been running most recently, that you've been running effectively. You're leading the league in scoring over the last couple of weeks with this kid at quarterback. So follow that blueprint. Don't put three guys in there that are going to stand around until they get their head ripped off, trying to run, hey, here, I'm going to hand the ball to you, and you run it behind the center's ass for about 3 yards. And do this, and hopefully we get an extra half yard twice, and we'll try and get a first down.
Kevin wants to talk Kaepernick. Kevin, what's up?
I'm so sick of hearing about Kaepernick. Get over Kaepernick. He wasn't that good from the get-go. Yeah, he went to a Super Bowl. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm so sick of it. Sick of hearing it. Get over Kaepernick. He's not that good. If he was that good, he would have a job. Okay.
All right, appreciate the call, Kevin. You seem pretty passionate, but I'll tell you what. I like how you just dismissed the fact that he went to a Super Bowl. You're like, yeah. So he went to a Super Bowl. Like it's so easy to do that.
And NFC Championship games when they weren't going to Super Bowls, and the fact that
the thing. If you want to tell me to get over Kaepernick and the kneeling and all that, that's one thing. But Kevin, stop letting that cloud your judgment and sight of what goes on in football between the lines. Colin Kaepernick is still a viable option between the lines, and if you can disagree, but I feel like you're just letting what's going on outside the lines skew your ideas of what he's capable to do inside the lines. Is he great? No. Would he complement the style that Watson gave to this team? Absolutely.
Nick, are you sure that was Kevin or was that Mel Kiper Sr.? Because I'm not sure.
He was pretty passionate. I didn't know
his
that
talent
that
evaluation
passionate.
Just put us to shame. It was embarrassing for us to even be on the air after that because he knows his stuff. Oh my God! Whatever, dude. All right. So, I mean, from the get go, though, I've said, and that's the thing, Barry. You've been very adamant about pointing it out too. We both are on the same page with this too. You don't have a first. You don't have a second. So for all these teams going, I say you just mail in the rest of the season and you take the draft picks. Okay, starting in the third round, what are you going to get?
Yeah. Do we want Ben is out there at the parade and will
no,
give
he's
us
not.
A...
He's gone. We've got Travis. Who wants
no,
to
I know. He hit me up,
we
though. Do we want... You want me to tell him to call us back? We can get a guy from the parade inside. Do we care?
We could do that with Raheel, too.
That's true.
Aoki Raheel is out there somewhere worried about his car in the parking lot here. He keeps texting me.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, look, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Obviously, it was a devastating day to find out, after all the good karma that we had with the World Series, to find out that Deshaun is no longer going to be available this year with the torn ACL. Now, the other thing that I looked at was he tore it at Clemson. And he tore it and still played a game while he tore it at Clemson. But I was worried it was going to be the same knee, because that's when you really started being something that's going to keep coming up again and again and again. He tore the left one at Clemson. He tore the right one yesterday. Not that that's a huge help, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, and now with medical technology, this is about a six to seven month process now in terms of a year and a half.
Right.
So at least hopefully he'll be ready for the start of next season, and the fact that it wasn't the ACL that he tore previously, so that it looks like a lingering injury that could happen again.
That's, I guess, the good news, right?
I guess, right? I mean, trying to look at the glass half full.
Right.
All right, well, we'll continue to roll on. The parade is underway, and again, we're at Proof Rooftop Lounge here in Midtown. So right after the parade is over, why don't you hop on over here and celebrate with us until about 7 o'clock and probably later as the Blitz comes on after us from 4 to 7. We're going to do 1 to 4 right here, Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspect.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. Before we turn over to the Blitz, having a good time down here at Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. Parade is underway. I see A.J. Hinch riding on the back of a convertible. The flyby, flyover was very cool. Thought that was neat.
Kilted Beer Guy on Twitter said, man, I really hope this parade gets better. Hashtag lame. People on roller skates. Really?
Really? That's upsetting.
Dude, what's wrong with roller skates?
Yeah, dude. I mean, try some with the kilt. See how that breeze takes you.
I mean... Hunter texted the show and said, do you think if the Texans brought on Cap, would McNair gain street cred from the black community, or would they see it as overcompensation to his comments? We talked a little bit about it a little bit earlier, Hunter, but yeah, I think if they do the move, some people are obviously going to see through it.
Yep.
But the point that we were discussing in the last couple segments is, to me, it makes sense as a football move to do it. Yeah, it would look, as a bit of overcompensation, but... it would make sense football-wise to me.
Okay, now let me throw another – a fly in the ointment, right?
Okay.
All right, from the other perspective. What if he says he doesn't want to come here? What if he says and goes public and says, you know what? Because we still, again, I keep saying this, we still have never heard from him on does he want to play again, will he accept a backup role, all these different things. But what if the Texans reach out and he goes, you know what? After what that man said and what, you know, in talking to some of the guys on the team and what they did, I'll pass.
We have, though. I mean, you brought that up before about him. We haven't heard of you. He wouldn't be suing the owners for collusion and keeping him out of the NFL if he didn't want to play.
Barry, from a legal
perspective,
by doing
that, you're saying, I want to play, but you won't let me.
But again, I just want to hear it from him. I haven't heard it from
him. I'm pretty sure he has.
Well, at least when I first started saying it, we hadn't, and I still haven't heard. If someone wants to send it to me, that's great. But I still have yet to hear him come out publicly and say, you know, because we've heard he won't play for unless he gets at least a certain amount of money. We've heard he won't play a backup role. We've heard all these different things. I just want to hear from him. I'll play whatever role necessary. I'll work out for whoever. Those kind of things are important.
September 17th, he told Sports Illustrated that he wants to play. As of September 17th of this year.
Okay, because then it became, but he doesn't want a backup role. Then it was, he has to make at least $10 million.
Sorry, Sports Illustrated reported that. He told Sean King.
Okay.
But they reported it on September 17th. Kaepernick broke his silence and says he would like to play in the NFL. He told Sean King of the New York Daily News. So he wants to play. Why else would you sue for collusion? That wouldn't make any sense.
Oh, yes, it would. Because you have to at least act like you did, and you can still make the money and make the case.
All right. Travis is on the line. Travis wants to talk RG3.
Hey, how's it going?
Travis,
guys?
You there? What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, Big fan of the show. I just started listening pretty recently, but I like y'all's show a lot. Hey, so quick thing. I don't know if y'all have heard of the Footwork King or anything, but he's the dude in Houston that works like Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and them. Like, they come down here to train with him. And he apparently texted RG3 and was like, hey, you need to start. Like, we're going to try to help you get on the Texans. Like, we think you'd be a good fit. And RG3 texted back saying, I'm ready. So I don't know. What is y'all's opinion on that? And do y'all think he'd be a good fit?
I'm not on the RG3 train.
I'm not a fan, but let me tell you this. Is there any – I'm just checking. I might have missed something along the way, but I don't think that you lose money by working a guy out. I don't think it hurts anybody to – you know, you can do a private workout, but bring him in, work him out.
How long has it been since he's played, though?
A couple years.
Yeah, and, I mean, Kaepernick played last year.
Was it Cleveland?
He was ranked
in the
top 15.
2 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, Kaepernick played last year, ranked in the top 15 statistically in many categories.
I realize that.
RG3 hasn't. That's why I'm like, nah, I'm good. I think everyone has moved
Barry,
on past that.
Go back to the point we just made. You've got three guys that can't even come close to sniffing running the same system that they were running with Watson. So at least it behooves you to bring him in and run him through a workout and say, hey, if he's still got his legs, if he still looks like he – and the other big thing here is the hidden in all message in all this is he was not a good locker room guy. But if you want to work him out and say, hey, he's got his legs, he can still throw a little bit, and he allows us to run a little bit more of a wide-open system, it doesn't hurt to work him out.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It doesn't hurt to work him out. But, I mean, I don't know. I think if you're going to do that, Kaepernick is that guy from a football perspective. Again, does it make sense from a football move?
Well, of the two, the resume with winning on it
and longevity.
Recent
success as well. Yeah. Killed a beer guy. Said, "Yeah, well, on the parade, he's pretty upset about this parade, apparently. But he wants to know where the hell the ticker tape is. He's like, it's the first World Series. There's no ticker tape. I mean, they don't have to have that for the parade, dude.
Bro, all I need you to do is go on Google and see what the Golden State Warriors had to pay for cleanup as part of the parade. Yeah. That's why there's no ticker tape. They're trying to stay under budget on this bad boy today.
That would probably make a lot of sense, yeah.
Now, where are you, Barry? I was going to ask you this because I saw this. There's a lot of people clamoring now that because HISD let school out today.
Yes.
And a lot of others didn't.
Because they're the devil.
And a lot of other schools are saying it's a problem. Then they're saying the parade should have – then parents are saying, look, school is our child care, too. And because of the fact that they're doing this, now I got to pay for child care and everything else. They should have done the parade on a Saturday. The parade on a Saturday would not have been good.
No, you don't do a parade on a Saturday. No, this is it. I mean, this is what you do. If this was L.A., they would have been having the parade on a Friday. You don't postpone it and know the school is not your child care. You know what? The parade is not mandatory.
Yeah, and then they started.
Sorry.
The parents and the teachers that didn't have school canceled started going to social media saying, okay, well then don't cancel it. But when teachers and bus drivers
don't
and they
up.
All call in sick, you're going to have to cancel it anyway.
Hey, it's your time off. That's how I look at it. It's your sick days and you know what do they call them, personal days, vacation days.
Yep.
As long as you give the right warning and follow notice, I don't see how anyone would get mad. My thing is like. This is why I didn't have kids to begin with. Because if I want to go to a parade, I don't have to find a babysitter.
Well, I would take the kid with me.
I wouldn't. And then I'm hot. I got to pee. No, damn it. I'm trying to watch the parade.
Taylor isn't like that yet. Let me tell you something. Tower 69 is the fire truck that George Springer is on with the trophy.
Nice.
And they are having a good time. Part of the core four, as they call them now, or whatever you're going to call them. But I'm telling you right now. Part of the beauty of having a young roster with these young kids, that this is their first experience, they are enjoying the hell out of this.
As well they should.
Yes, they should. And you know what else? They're all capitalizing on it, too. I see Correa's doing appearances at Macy's tonight. If you buy $35 or more worth of gear, that he's going to take selfies with you and do things. But the whole team has an invite to go to Disneyland for the weekend.
Look. I'm looking at the TV. There's your ticker tape.
Yeah, Kilted Beer Man.
It's right there.
Your kilt
Fake
has gone.
News.
Wait, you're overheated in the lower region, and it's affecting your thinking.
Fake news, Kilted Beer Guy.
Do you hear that, though? And I'm not sure that all of them will go, but the fact that they all got an open invitation for a free weekend at Disneyland and a parade there and all different kinds of festivities, you know, if you're not one of those core four or Verlander getting married in Italy – and you get a chance, hey, me and the family get to go for the whole weekend to Disneyland. They're going to bring the plane. They're going to fly you out, fly you back, put you up. Why not?
Ben said, RG3, really? The Texans already have a QB with a busted knee.
Oh, see. But does he have a busted arm? I mean, that's the bigger question. He's got a busted attitude. I know that. When you hear the stories in Washington, how offensive linemen were letting their guys go untouched so they could tee off on
Well, yeah, the Texans would do that too, but it's not on purpose. They just they can't block.
That's a good
They're
point.
Not very
without,
good.
Yeah, without Dwayne Brown, it doesn't help either.
Hey, did you happen to see well, you did. Oh, we'll do it after the break. I don't want to spoil it. We'll do it after the break.
Okay. All right, well, stay tuned. We're about the midway point of the show. 90 in the books, 90 to go. Still more of the big show. And if you want to join us, please do, 713-780-3776. You can call us. You can text us. You can hit us on Twitter with the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is the tech.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we keep rolling along all the way through the midway point and into the second half of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects here on ESPN 97.5, parade in full force. We are down here on the outskirts of the parade at Proof Rooftop Lounge. It is an amazing place, great views, nice breeze. Post-parade party right here at Proof. You should be here. Lots of amazing drawings going on throughout the evening. You could win a private meet and greet with a prominent member of your world champion baseball team. Details here at Proof. You have to be here and register. We're also allowing you to register hourly for our trip to Jacksonville to see the professional football team in town play in Jacksonville with all kinds of goodies that go with that. So lots of different reasons, but more motivation than not. Barry is here to do selfies and hugs. We're here till
son of a...
We're here till 4, then the Blitz
no.
is here till 7.
No, I'm not. No, there's no going to be no hugs, Joel.
Barry likes the slow, long, emotional hugs. And if you care to exhale around his neck area, he does appreciate that on release.
Oh, my God. Let's get to the phone.
So
I got to get out of this.
Hector,
Hector, what's up?
Hello, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, how's it going, Hector?
How's it going, Hector?
Hey, I just wanted to add Johnny Manziel to the mix. What do you think about bringing him in for a workout?
What?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again later. Or be better.
Yeah,
I think that says it all. We didn't ask for a DJ.
No.
We asked for a quarterback.
Really? Manziel, why would you do that? There's enough drugs in this town. We don't need it. The problem is bad enough.
I guess he misconstrued the two letters. We were looking for a QB, not a DJ. I mean, this guy is like so far gone.
No.
How do you bring that up?
No.
With a straight face, how do you bring that up and go, there's a solution?
Serious offers only. I don't
want
to hear about him. I mean, RG3 is borderline silly to me. I mean, it's you want a mobile quarterback. You want a mobile quarterback, but you want one that can actually play. Just because they can run doesn't, you know, it doesn't do you any good if they can't actually play the position. So, no. Manziel should not even be on anyone's list, much less the Texans.
I totally agree.
Somebody was saying – did you, when you were talking about the parade and the school districts, you were talking about the fact that most people use the school districts as childcare, right?
Yes.
So
they
wanted.
Yeah, the morning shows were all interviewing parents who said, look, I love the fact that the team won, but they didn't take into consideration the fact that with both parents working, it's also our childcare, and they should have done it on a Saturday when we could have had access to either take them with us or do other
things. So you were a bit, so about HISD?
Yeah.
Okay. I misunderstood what you were saying then.
Yeah, they were upset that they let the kids out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense to me then. Yeah,
for sure.
Tyler was correcting me about that. Tyler McKee.
Okay.
So that makes more sense. Did you watch Fallon last night with Altuve?
I went back and looked at it. I didn't realize he was going to be on because, you know, everybody was – when the plane landed last night, everybody's like, what, did Altuve go through the back door? And I'm like, what? The back door on a plane? I mean, the guys all come off the same entrance and exit, whether it's front or back, depending on the plane. And – everybody's like, well, where is he? He's got to be around. I guess he just decided to celebrate and then go from L.A. to New York, and then I don't know if is he at the parade? It's a good question coming back from New York.
I mean, he probably flew in late last night or this morning. I'm guessing he's there. You got to have your regular season MVP
in the parade.
The only
one we know is not there for sure is Verlander, who's getting married in Italy this weekend.
Right. Nick, do we have some cuts from his appearance on
Yeah, we do. We have one cut about him, you know, being a jokester on the field, even with players outside his team.
I don't know, man. I think it's because the good chemistry we have inside the clubhouse. You know, I feel like we all, like, we're family, you know. We're not just players, we're family. And then, you know, I like my teammates. And, you know, I think with what we did last night was great.
Yeah, it was awesome because Fallon came out and said he's a big fan, and he brought iBlack stickers.
Yeah.
And they put them on. And they were, and he goes, every time I see you, man, you're like messing with guys' heads and their hair, and they're smiling and laughing. And what are y'all talking about? But, you know, he's not, obviously he's not going to go to specifics on that. But the fact that everywhere you hear anybody talking about this team, you hear about the chemistry.
Yes.
In
yes.
that locker room. And it, they don't realize just how impactful that is and how important that is.
Yeah. I mean, you, when you're having fun, it's one thing when you can get along. And he was talking about it even early on. He kind of knew that they had something special. But you can see it in the dugout. I mean, this team was obviously something special. But even last year, that core group, I mean, with all the fun they had. And, hell, you can go back to when Conger was here doing the Conger bot in the dugout. I mean, for the last couple of years. And I think a lot of that, I mean, Altuve gets a lot of credit for being the fun guy and always looking like he's having fun. But let's be real. The World Series MVP is might also be that dugout MVP because George Springer has a lot of fun, and he keeps him going. And even when he was injured, he was in the dugout. Remember, A.J. Hinch was talking about, I can't get him to stop talking. I wish he would, but he's having fun, and he keeps it loose, and I want him there. I mean, when you have a team like that that gets along that well, you can see why you guys like Altuve in spring training say, yeah, we've got something special.
And speaking of that, he spoke on that very issue last night with Jimmy Fallon, too, talking about when he knew that this team was special and all that chemistry was there.
No, you know what? Like, I show up to a spring training early this year, and I look around. I was like, okay, something going on right now. You know, it's not – I've never been in a situation like this, and this is my seventh year in the league, but – this year was a little different, you know, like a lot of talent, but with a lot of capability players, and everything was like so good. And I was like, okay, this is the year.
Really?
And it was.
See, and that's amazing because I've heard that from no less than 5, 6, 7 players.
Yeah.
The minute they got to spring training and they got in that clubhouse and they looked around, they were like, this has got the makings of something really special.
Yeah.
And that's very cool. And then I heard Will Harris talking this morning about the fact that McCann, when he first got to the ball club, and he said on MLB Network how much he wanted, if the Astros called, he could waive trades, but he wanted to go to that team, and he knew what they had. But when he got there, he wasn't sold on Bregman. He was like, who's this cocky little kid? And he pulled Will Harris aside in the weight room or something, and he was like, seriously, dude, you know, give me the – and he goes, no, man. He goes, honestly, if there's one guy I want at the plate with it all on the line in a Game 7, it's Bregman. Now, it happened in Game 6.
Yeah.
Or Game 5, sorry. But at the same time, you know what? To have that come true, he said, was amazing. But at the same time, that's also the beauty of having that chemistry to say, look, if you're going to call a spade, there are going to be some guys on some teams that are just flat a-holes.
Yeah.
But if you want to come out and say to a veteran guy who's been brought in to kind of manage this clubhouse and police it and say, bro, slow down on him. That kid's going to be all right. And then he does and has the year he had. It's pretty amazing.
Pretty cool. We got this text. I'm blocking this person on the text lines. He said, bring in Vince Young. Yep, you're blocked. You're out of here. No, ma'ams. Barry, I just thought about it. In Beaumont, after a show, we did a side-by-side hug for a picture. Was that too close? Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he likes it. He likes the uncomfortable moments. They're more memorable. So Barry's available for hugs until 4 o'clock.
No, no. I don't
want until 5.
What?
I'll tell you what. And you know what? If they want to buy a koozie, you can do the hug selfie with the photo booth.
Are you drunk?
No, what? I'm just trying to. I'm marketing here. We can sell some koozies.
I don't need you marketing for me, Joel. You
Why?
Get your own hugs.
No.
Oh, what?
No, the hug. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to sell the koozies. The hugs, you're on your own.
I don't even have. What are you talking about? I don't have any koozies. Well, we'll you think I just we'll give roll them an around with a bag of koozies?
You said you keep them in the trunk.
I own a truck. I would have never used the word
or
trunk
whatever. You
to
keep
begin
it in the
with.
Trunk. It's just, all the same words.
You're making things up. No, not those koozies, sir. He's got a proof
the
rooftop
Barry
lounge
Laminack.
Koozie. Yeah.
Yeah, the Barry Laminack koozies. When you've seen one of his comedy shows.
No, I don't. You know what? This you're making it weird.
You give out koozies, you get back hugs. I think it's a great trade. It's fantastic.
God, I hate you. I hate you so much.
So you were saying that you really want to see Vince Young get a tryout.
I quit. Turn my mic off. I'm out. I'm done. I'm.
It's
Yeah. Bye.
Texans are going to be running through RG3, Johnny Manziel, and Vince Young.
Yeah. Thank God Case Keenum is under contract somewhere,
oh,
or
no
he would
question.
Be thrown in the mix.
Well, we know Kirsten and the Coug fans would be all over that.
I did see somebody tweet out a picture of Altuve with a Texans helmet on. I
saw that.
It wouldn't bother me. Would not bother
someone
me.
Someone went real, especially like El Jefe time. It was pads, helmet, and Altuve's face in the mask. It's like.
But if you're going to do it, you probably have to go Marwin Gonzalez, right?
Or Correa
better
because
arm.
He's tall.
Well, but Marwin's got the better arm.
Altuve can't even see over the center when he's bent over with the ball. Let alone, let's like Drew Brees when you said, when you see Brees and he's always looking through the bottom of his face mask.
Yeah.
Altuve can't even see if you do that.
I'm going Marwin for his arm if I'm getting any Astro to take over for Watson. He can't scramble as
Correa.
Well. Huh?
I'm going Correa because he's taller
Nick,
and he's athletic.
Nick, what Astro are you using to replace Watson? You say Brian McCann. Huh?
I'm never mind. I got
game.
The answer.
Why not?
I changed my answer.
What did you change it
to? Springer. Because Springer's athletic as hell, and people don't realize for a leadoff hitter how jacked that guy is. Springer would do it.
Decent arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going Springer.
Not bad. Not bad. You know where I'm going? Probably in the next couple of days.
You're in the neighborhood now.
I know. And it was killing me that I couldn't get out there today. Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. 1901 Taft in Midtown. I'm telling you, this is the place to go if you're hungry and you're around the Midtown area. They've got breakfast. They're open on Mondays now. There's no reason not to go out there. It's Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food, and you're going to love this place. Everybody that I've sent out there so far has sent me pictures or at least texted me, tagged me on Twitter, and said, you know what, I expected it to be good. I didn't expect it to be this good. And I'm telling you, you're going to experience the same thing if you get out there at 1901 Taft in Midtown. They're known for having the best buttered chicken in Houston. Tons of other things you can get. They got quesadillas made with naan bread. They've got chicken fried steak, or you can get chicken curry. All of it delicious. All the Indian food is family recipes passed down over generation, perfected by Haas and his crew. Get out there and give it a shot. They're open. They actually have lunch specials going on right now between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. For a limited time, you get the 97.5 special. It's a half-pound classic burger with fries for $8.99. So get out there, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Enjoy the full-service bar. If you want to watch TV at home and you don't want to get out but you want some delicious food, you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. All three of those are options. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI 713 on Facebook. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
ESPN. 97.5.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we continue to roll on The Usual Suspects from Proof Rooftop Lounge right here in Midtown. Right after the parade, the party's just getting started. Come on and join us. We're going to be here till 7. It's going to be us. It's going to be the Blitz. Lots of awesome giveaways, both from our marketing team, which is already here set up and doing shots and eating burgers. And Drew's trying to tell me he's eating turkey when, in fact, he's hammering fries. You can meet Dwight Howard's little brother on a limited basis for selfies while he eats his turkey burger. And also, Black Horse Limo. The giveaways they're giving here through Black Horse Limo are fantastic. They're going to do drawings starting at 4 o'clock. You have to register to win with our marketing team. And from 4 o'clock on until we leave, I think once an hour, they're going to give away the opportunity to win a personal appearance with photos and such with one of the prominent members of the team that just won the World Series from your hometown. That's all I'm saying. It's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want that?
I mean, who doesn't? And he's in the house.
Is Granato here?
John Granato is in the house.
Nice. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. If you haven't gotten out here yet, if you're at the parade or you're driving around, get out here, man. We're going to have a good time at Proof Rooftop Lounge.
See, it's not easy.
Easy to say, huh?
I'm telling you.
I'll screw that up a million times. All right, I'm getting ready to do this burger pretty soon. I'm pretty excited. Baby's Burgers is here.
Yeah, and it looked great because Andreas hammered it. I saw it for this 5.5 seconds.
Yeah.
It was on the
table. For a guy that's all muscular and fit and young, you're a fat ass at heart. You ate through that burger quick. That's a half pound of meat. And the buns is grilled cheese with bacon. I'm so in on this. I'm gonna have to
I can imagine
some stretch
the look
pants.
That Joel's giving
Drew's
you right now.
Reconsidering the turkey burger as we speak.
I know. I mean, that's just the worst. Ugh. What'd you say, Nick?
I said I can imagine the look that Joel's giving you after the fat ass comment.
No.
No, I was talking to Andreas, not him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, take
okay.
it
no
easy there. Fat boy Slim back at the studio. Don't be taking shots at me. I didn't take any shots at you.
I wasn't taking shots
talking
at you.
To Andreas.
He was taking shots at you, and you didn't respond.
Well, that's every day.
I knew what you meant, Nick. You meant to call Joel the fat ass. I knew it. Look, here comes all the names on the text line. Colt McCoy, you're blocked. The Vince Young guy is blocked.
The Johnny Manziel guy is blocked.
Yeah, he should. We need to take away his phone privileges.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. I mean, let's not go crazy. Let's just let's talk about viable quarterbacks in the NFL and leave it at that. Let's see here. I had something that I wanted to ask you about that was pretty important.
Let's also remind people before the end of the show.
Yes.
We're going to do Nick picks because we got all president accounted for. So we'll do college and pro. We'll do our Nick picks towards
yes.
the end of the show.
Hey, did you watch the game last night?
You know, I flipped over a couple times. But I got to be honest with you, and even though I was surprised and the Jets ended up upsetting the Bills, it's just not good football, man. It was just hard to watch.
So are you on the side of Richie Incognito, who was bitching about the fact that it's not fair to them to be playing from Sunday to Thursday?
Nick, you got that sound?
I do have that sound.
If you have it, let's run the Incognito sound first, then we'll talk about it.
Oh, do we have sound for it? Sweet.
Yeah, I put the audio in there because it was a little surprising, of course, because it's Richie Incognito who – is not shy about voicing his opinion, but he was pretty adamant about not liking Thursday night football.
You know, it's tough, man. These Thursday night games, they suck. They throw a wrench in our schedule. It's absolutely ridiculous that we have to do this. As physical as this game is and as much work and preparation that goes into this to force us to play games on 4-day weeks, it's completely unfair. And, you know, whatever, the league makes money off of it, and that's all they care about anyway. So we just keep trucking. I mean, we got a tough group of guys in this locker room, and back to the drawing board, back to Buffalo, and got the Saints.
So that was, in case you missed it, those two letters were B and S.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to say this.
He's
as
so
a fan,
sad.
As a fan, I like the option of being able to watch NFL football on a Thursday. But speaking from an ex-player's perspective, talking to ex-players, that I've heard from, they said just solely from the recovery process, from a Sunday to the quick turnaround to a Thursday, take all the stuff he's talking about in terms of preparation and film and meetings, just from your body trying to recover from a Sunday and then right away get back into it on a Thursday. I know it's tough for those guys, but I love watching it on Thursday night.
Me too. I like having football on Thursday, and then you get a couple of college games on Friday. You get your fill of it on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You're basically going Tuesday and Wednesday without football, and I love that. Here's the thing, though. If the Bills win that game, is Richie Incognito crying like a baby?
Well, how about this?
Not publicly,
at
least.
Add on to that.
The
not
Jets
only
also played Sunday, mind him. Someone needs to remind him that the Jets – it wasn't just the Bills playing on Sunday the 29th. It was the Jets as well.
It's also the way they lost last night. Their offensive line gave up, like,
they got their
I think 11 sacks, which they hadn't done in God knows how long.
I would
and,
say
and by
ever,
the way,
good Lord.
Have you checked what position Richie Incognito plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, offensive line.
That's what I'm saying. If that's a close game or even the Bills win or the Bills blow out the Jets, you think Incognito is out there complaining to the media? Absolutely not. That had everything to do with him being upset and them losing and getting embarrassed.
I will say
so
this, though. It was the
else.
Bills being the Bills because everybody was starting to finally buy into this team at 5-2 being a team that could compete with the Patriots in the division, that could be a playoff team, just traded for Kelvin Benjamin, and then they just boop, 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 right there on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, I mean, so now what? They're 5-3, the Patriots 6-2. You can't – I mean, if the Bills were going to have any chance, they've got to keep pace with the Patriots.
No doubt.
And, I mean –
We all know if New England's going to slip up, it's normally early, traditionally in the first couple weeks. So if you're going to catch them, that's the time to catch them. You know, when Rex Ryan was coaching the Jets, they'd get them every now and then early in the season.
Yep.
But you got to stay neck and neck with that team as you go down the stretch if you fully want everybody to believe and you in that locker room want to believe that you can compete with that team. Because to win the division, you got to compete with that team, just like everybody else in the league's competing with that team because they know they win Super Bowls.
And didn't the Bills start off 5-2 last year and then just go completely into the crapper
after that?
I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure that they started off 5-2 and just went in the crapper after that. And when you look at the AFC and those wild card games, the reason I say they're going to have to keep pace with the Patriots is you've got Denver and the Chargers and the Raiders. None of them have a winning record right now.
Right.
All right, 3-4, 3-5, 3-5. It wouldn't surprise me if those teams bounce back in the second half of the year and don't lose but a couple of games apiece.
Well, we said it.
And the Bills, I mean,
think the Raiders are going to make a run.
Yep.
But they may be too far gone just because they dug themselves a hole. But you know, you're right. Those three teams, and then look at
they have the defense to do it. Now, the Broncos of the three would be the one that I would be scared of the most now because if you're running Brock Osweiler out there to start, that could get ugly.
The Broncos got their hands full because they got the Eagles this week.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But at the same time, look at this division, too, with the AFC South because, hey, if you pick the Jaguars, if the Jaguars are going to get in, you know, they either got to win the division or they're going to be the next team up.
Yep.
And they're in it. They're in the equation. The Texans still are in it in the discussion, but Tennessee is there. There's a lot of teams hovering around that all in that same realm.
4-3. I mean, the Bills are 5-3. The Dolphins are 4-3. The Ravens are 4-4. Tennessee and Jacksonville are both 4-3, sitting atop the AFC South. That's it. I mean, everybody else either is below 500 in the AFC.
Yeah, without question. So, I mean, you know, good luck to them, but that was a game you got to have. And then Kelvin Benjamin's in street clothes, too. So, you know, you want to get him acclimated. You want to get him in. But I saw some drops last night. Your guy, Tyrod Taylor, you were right on it when you drafted him in both your leagues in fantasy football. That guy can really play.
That was auto draft.
Is that what that was?
Yes. Don't remind me.
You drafted Tyrod Taylor in two leagues.
Auto draft. I drafted one league, Joel.
It's easy to say
that now. And I didn't draft Tyrod Taylor in that league.
It's easy to say that now.
I don't know what your deal is today.
I'm burying you.
Yeah, you kind of are. You kind of are, and I don't like it. Not one bit.
All right, so we continue to roll on here from Proof Rooftop Lounge in the heart of Midtown right after the parade. Come on out and see us. Hang out with us. Lots of prizes and things to be won. Lots of great shirts and giveaways from our marketing team. Well, once an hour, we're going to be doing drawings for a chance to either win the trip to Jacksonville and or after 4 o'clock, we're going to be giving away opportunities for personal meet and greets with some of the best players on the team that just won the World Championship in baseball for your hometown. All you got to do to register, be here as a part of the crowd at Proof Rooftop Lounge. Dwight Howard's illegitimate little brother is standing next to me right now. He's going to be running around the crowd, passing out entry forms, doing a lot of different things. If you guys want selfies with little Dwight, come on by. He's here for that as well. But we're going to be with you till 4 o'clock, then turning it over to the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
There's the pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is swing and I'm a hero. But I'm zero.
ESPN 97.5.